Austin. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, we're back, and we are joined by Ernest Leung, direct from China. He's the CEO and chairperson of Network CN Inc. And the website is N as in network,
okay.
C,
yes.
N as in network, media.com. It's ncnmedia.com. Over 20 years experience in the investment banking industry. And since 2004, he's worked as a financial advisor and consultant in Hong Kong and currently serves as director of Kiwin Holdings Limited. It's an investment company, et cetera. He's got a long resume, but it's best that I introduce him to our audience. Ernest, welcome. It's a delight to have you on.
Hi, thanks, Stu.
All right. I just want to mention that the stock is traded on the OTCBB. The symbol is N as in network, W CN as in network, and you can check that out. So you've got an exciting venture. You've taken a company that started basically with nothing, and you're building it into a huge giant. Talk about what your company does and how you got involved with this, Ernest.
Okay, the company basically just focus on the outdoor advertising media targeting on the digital displays advertising, like the mega-sized LED a panel and billboard, and as well as the roadside LED panels, mainly in China. Particularly right now, we are focused on in Shanghai.
All right. Let's clear this up immediately. I always tell people in business and in life, let's dispense with points of concern for the public who are looking to invest. Let's dispense with problems that people may perceive legitimately or illegitimately. There is an apprehension for a lot of people about saying, you know, I'm still going to invest in companies in the United States. Why would I invest in a Chinese company? We hear so much negative news. Can you hit that one directly?
Yes, I'm going to say that, of course, a lot of investors has a bad experience investing in the company which mainly the business located in China. I think basically in China, a lot of the I would not say in this way, I would put it in another way, is basically there is a lot of opportunity for the investment and with a good return. However, I think the market right now is its beginning stage. And you can talk about a lot of a good thing. They have a huge consumer market. However, I think the China, as well as say, its beginning stage. So sometime, as far as like the media business, like outdoor advertising media business, I would say when I take involved in this business a couple of years ago, I think that at the beginning, the pricing model was wrong. What was really wrong is basically some of the owner of the LED panel, which they're asking for is quite a high price, which you as an agent, you cannot sell it. But however, because the high growth of of this country, a lot of fund like back to a couple of years ago is rushing into this market. So that's why push up the cost. So that's why there's a risk return and also cannot support, some of the business cannot support a higher PE multiple. So that's why some of company has failed. But that's why there's a lot of bad experience for the investor overseas, which they have lost money investing in the company, which they mainly operate in China.
Ernest, how much competition is in the market? How much do you have now, and how large do you think your potential is to capture the market?
Okay, maybe I put it this way. Last year, we are talking about outdoor advertising business in China is talking about 753 billion renminbi. So it's a huge market. And this market is still growing in the double digit in the last 3 years. So I think this is still a lot of opportunity provide to us, as well as how we can manage the risk of our investment. I mean, that's most important. If you look at some of the pricing model and the risk and return is not justified for you to do so, I think it's better we hold and looking for a better opportunity. And right now we are fine. I would say we are finding a kind of we're taking no risk and a much better return strategy right now. What we are doing.
Describe your mission in a little bit of detail. Be a little bit specific before you get into the specific projects. Okay.
Yes. Basically, we try to explore a new media project, which are high. What we say the higher. On efficientness and the return with a lower on cost and risk. That's what we're trying to do. Since, of course, this company also have a bad experience, back to the 2007 and 2008. We also lost some money. That's why when we take over the seat, I restructured the company, and then we found a way and found a big new business model. Instead of we just pay the royalty fee or just as agent of those panel. Right now, we kickstart at the beginning stage to work with the landlord or the building owner to how to marketing and how to put the advertising LED panel in their buildings. So that is also add a revenue to the owner. That is basically it's a win-win situation. The owner, particularly, they don't have this kind of concept, and they convince them, okay, you can build a mega billboard, a mega LED advertising panel in the rooftop. Although we have go through some procedure. However, that is the kind of the extra income for the owners. So for us, we also make the money because we sell the airtime of the panel. Of course, the company also make money. So that is what we call win-win situations.
The company is Network CN, Inc. Company website is N, like a network, ncnmedia.com. Delaware-based. It's an over-the-counter bulletin board company. The symbol is NWCN. That's NWCN if you're interested in an investment kit. Talk a little about some of the numbers, where the stock has gone, the debt, market share, and potential revenue, your revenue forecast.
Okay, for this year, as you say, we just kickstart. We have two or three new projects, which is newly signed. One new project we signed is a shop, import for shopping mall in Zhuhai. That is in Zhuhai, which we have around 276 meter pricing panel, which operate. And that is we just signed, and also we have signed a new contract with a building which located in Shanghai, which we plan to build a mega LED billboard on the rooftop of the building, and also some of the LED panel with the lip lobby. So all add up together. This year, probably our revenue not excited. We are talking about maybe we have around 3 to 4 million US. But however, our gross profit margin is talking about 50% to 60%.
Okay, impressive. Now you're working with property owners, aren't you?
Yes.
And
that's why we add value to the owner as well.
So how long does it take to build one of these billboards on the top of a building? And don't you need a license first?
Yes, we have to get kind of the license or approval by the district government. I think, of course, we have to do it in a nice way, and would not at least a rental fee, and would not affect the construction of the of the buildings, all the kind of thing add together, and of course, they also look at the the company background, who's operate. For our background, I think they are more confident for a foreign company to operate in such a panels.
All right, we're going to ask you to stay with us as you join us from China. We'll take a break and resume. Again, let me give the company name. It's Network CN. You can go to ncnmedia.com. It's traded over-the-counter bullet board company. The symbol is NWCN. You can get an investor's kit. Contact Ernest, and he will be rejoining us right after these messages.
Okay.
Boston's news source for financial news, the Money Matters Radio Network.
Would you like to know five ways to cut your energy consumption cost this heating season? Well, we'll give them to you for free. That's right, for free. All you have to do is call Absolute Home Comfort, 617-539-9242. We are on a mission to help you save money, because when we help you cut your energy heating costs, we're not only putting money back into your pocket, but also helping the environment at the same time. If this makes sense to you, call Absolute Home Comfort at 617-539-9242. That's 617-539-9242.
When your allergies hit, hit back with new Claritin Liquid Gels, now available at CVS Pharmacy. Claritin Liquid Gels capsules are the first and only non-drowsy allergy medicine with pure liquid power, releasing a wave of relief for your itchy, watery eyes, sneezing, and runny nose. Depend on Claritin Liquid Gels and live Claritin Clear. This week, CVS Pharmacy Extra Care Card members can save on Claritin Liquid Gels. CVS Pharmacy, for all the ways you care. Use as directed.
Are you a business owner who has an iPhone or an iPad? Then you know that Apple's products are leading the market in ease of use and mobile applications. What you may not have known is the Mac can do the same thing in your business. I'm Michael Lowe, president of Tech Superpowers, and we specialize in moving New England-based businesses from PCs to Mac. With 20 years of experience with Apple, we can sell, install, service, and support your entire network for a fraction of the cost of your current IT provider. Give us a call at 617-778-1234 or techsuperpowers.com. That's techsuperpowers.com.
Nestled amidst 15 acres of pine forest stretching along 3,500 feet of pristine lake shoreline, Migas Lodge is a secluded destination resort steeped in tranquility and tradition. Migas guests return year after year and generation after generation to enjoy rustic luxury and exemplary service. Located in South Casco, Maine, Migas Lodge is about 40 minutes from Portland. Comfort and charm characterize the resort's 35 guest cottages and six lodge rooms featuring lakeside porches, handsome appointments, handmade quilts, and wood-burning fireplaces. Personalized service ensures guests are greeted by name, with preferences remembered. Migas Lodge invites you to enjoy endless outdoor adventure, or just relax if that's your wish. Protected and serene, Migas Lodge and Sebago Lake offer the perfect setting for tennis, water skiing, and boating. Simply sunbathe and watch the sunset over the lake. Wellness facilities include a fitness center, yoga, Tai Chi, a soothing sauna, and massage therapy. Try a little Migas magic. So hard to define, so easy to experience. Call 207-655-4524 or visit us at MIGIS.com. That's Migas.com.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
Ernest Lung, the company's director, that is the company Network CN Inc. Again, I want to give you the website because you can check it out and decide whether you want to invest. But it's a tremendous concept here of a company in the LED industry in China, and lighting and billboards with enormous growth potential and a rather lowered investment expense in terms of primarily investing just in labor. The website is ncnmedia.com, and back right now with Ernest. And you talked about a little about what you're doing, but maybe you could expand on that and what you will be doing in the near future, because just even during the break, you were expressing such excitement about tremendous growth on the way.
Yes. After we have spent some time on studying the market or the industrial outlook, basically we think there is a good potential and focus on the advertising build, but particular in the exhibition and the convention center, which I mean right now in China is lack of, and also the occupation rate is pretty high. With that regard, we are on we have a few project on the pipeline, which one is about around 45,500 square meter convention center, which will be complete in the March next year. So we're going to sign agreement with this the owner. And then we will operate and design all the space which can build the advertising LED or the billboard within the premises. Plus, within the premises, they also have a two office building. On the rooftop of the two office building, we also can build the mega advertising billboard within the building. We also have some of the LED advertising panel in the lip lobby, and also some of the space, which I think is provide tremendous potential to us. And also, we are working on another project, which is in Shanghai, then going to build one of the biggest convention exhibition center in Shanghai. Okay, that project will be, according to what they tell us, that it would be complete 2015. And we work very close with the owner of that premises, which is owned by the government. And hopefully we can have some solid agreement with those at the beginning of next year.
Ernest, you pay a royalty fee for the owners, and you also resell airtime to customers. How does that work?
That is what some of them. What's the some of the project? What we are doing is what we are doing as what you say. This like the launching road and also three mega billboard in the Shanghai. That's what we try to do. We pay the royalty free and then we spell it as we sell the airtime to our customer. However, with all those new project, basically we have come to the data. We are not really paying the royalty fee. Basically, we have tried to find a solution that we split the revenues.
With huge growth in China, I know at one point China was yes. growing too fast, up to 12-15%, maybe back to 7-9%. There's always the danger of growing too fast. But the potential for what you're doing, I would think shopping malls would be a great target area.
Yeah, the shopping mall which we were going to work close, that's a project, is in the Pudong, which is very close nearby the Disneyland, which will be built in Shanghai. And there we are talking about is this is existing building. It's called Shanghai Pentagon Mall, okay? And it's located in the Pudong. They have around 480,000 square meter. There's around 5,000 shops. So basically, we will have overall planning and marketing to build the advertising panel, LED panel within these premises.
A lot of opportunities. On a larger scope, what are you doing in the way of mergers, acquisitions, partnering up? Joint ventures. Do you have any of that in mind?
Actually, since I took the seat in the 2009, I was looking for the good a target for the merger or the acquisition. However, we come to at the last couple of months, I stopped to spending time to looking for that kind of the target, because most of them, they are asking for pretty high PE multiple, which I think is not really justified for me to acquire or do the M&A with those companies, because they're talking about asking 20 times PE. I think that right now the market may not be, cannot be paying that kind of high PE to the projects. So that's why, of course, I still, if they're good target, definitely I would consider for the benefit of our existing shareholder.
We have just about a minute left. Why don't I let you close it out with some answers to questions that I haven't asked? A minute summarization.
Okay. What we're trying to do basically right now, we move in the business direction as well. I just say is we are not just selling the airtime for our media panel, but we start to work closely with the property developer and the landlord in the media planning for that property at the very beginning stage. So that's why we will add value to the property developer or the landlord. And of course, we also benefit for handling this project. For us, we are not taking a liberty of paying the royalty fee. Basically, we try to come up with agreement with them. Is basically with the split the revenues after all costs. So basically, for us, we don't have repeat. If we cannot sell the airtime, then and also we have to pay the royalty fee, and then the company would have a loss of that project. However, if this new direction, actually, our investment is not as huge as before.
All right. I want to thank you very much. Joining us directly from China, Ernest Leung, the CEO and chairperson of Network CN. It's been a pleasure. Good luck, and I look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Stu. Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking with you. This is Stu Taylor wishing you a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.